and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I had the worst sleep last night. It was the kind of sleep where...
Do you want to start the show first?
Oh.
We're not just chit-chatting anymore.
I thought you were talking to me, like, legitimately. Okay.
You're not in your dream anymore, Dutra.
Good morning. Before happy Friday. I'm so sorry.
There's some weird energy in the building today. I felt it the second I walked in. Like, Greg Carpenter's on one today.
I spilled my coffee in the hallway.
You're on one. I heard you and Charlotte yelling from inside the double glass door.
Oh, you'll find out what I was yelling about for Friday. Best boot trust.
And I was like, wait, what is happening? Like, everyone, like, Gina Crash is on one.
If
like,
you want the drama, y'all better be back for Friday, because I'm about to light it up.
Well, welcome. This is what you're in store for, everybody.
What was I talking about?
Your bad night's sleep or something.
Yes.
Freaking out about something out there. I don't know what.
I had like the creepiest, weirdest dream. And then the sleep was one of those sleeps where you don't think that you slept. Like you felt like you were actually awake the whole time.
And you just keep looking at your clock and you're like, did I even sleep last night?
I don't. To be honest, I don't know if I was awake, if I was sleeping, or if I was just thinking with my eyes closed. Mm-hmm. And then when my alarm went off, I was like, okay.
What was the point of that?
Well, I wish I would have partied all night.
Now you feel like you've been up for 48 hours.
I do.
Like, what's the point?
So that was the kind of sleep I had last night. And I don't know why.
Did anything happen? That's the thing, too, I feel like, as you get older, where you're like.
I did.
Oh, I know what happened.
Oh, you think it was my anxiety? I'm not talking about it yet, Charlotte. I'm going to wait for Friday.
What? Now I feel like you have to tell us this. Like, no. I feel like Jess came in. She's like,
know
oh,
that
just wait.
Injustice happened.
Just wait.
No.
Injustice.
What? Yeah. What? Now I feel like I want to know what happened.
Well,
I feel
injustice like, is crazy.
What? Okay, what
fine.
Happened?
Just, I'll talk about it real quick since it's the 6 o'clock club.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't wait 3 hours
so
for this.
Tea.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
Well, fine. I'll give you more details for Friday. However, I'll just let you guys know right now. Why am I speaking quietly? Like,
I don't
someone
know.
Can hear
I,
me?
I don't know what's happening. I can't wait for the show to be over, though. What? We're just getting started. I'm already sick of both of you. What?
Because literally a war crime took place yesterday.
A war crime.
And the victim,
careful, by the way.
And the victim was I.
Touchy topic, but please go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, I'm so sorry. But truly, it was just like really messed up yesterday because our friend, Karina Delgado, who you hear her angelic voice right after our show is done. She sent me like belated birthday donuts yesterday.
I saw your story, yeah.
No one said a word and they all ate them.
That is weird. That's weird behavior.
No one said a word. Like zero. Like how? No one said. And you want to know how I found out? She texted me later in the day and she's like, hey girl, like, did you get your birthday donuts?
Now that I feel bad for her. More than
I feel bad for her
you.
Too.
Don't get me wrong. It's messed up.
And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And then she told me and I was like, wait, what? And then obviously like. There's like a whole, there was definitely an opportunity for me to find out and I didn't. And so that's what I will save for you later at least. But I'm just trying to understand like, okay, you know, also this is when I can get into this now because I can't get into this later. I think my bigger issue, it doesn't matter if she could have sent me a carton of milk. It doesn't matter about what she sent me, right? Obviously, I would have shared it. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to have the entire box of donuts by myself. That's not what it's about, okay? However, my thing is whenever there is stuff in the building when it comes to like sweet treats or bagels or donuts or nothing, well, whatever, like why can't everybody find out about it?
Wait,
and the way that this building is set up, all of the on air, all of us that are on air, we're basically on the opposite end of the building behind these locked doors.
Yeah.
And we all stay in our fishbowl pretty much the entire morning.
Sure.
So unless you guys actually let us know, hey, there's something here for you, then we can come out and enjoy. And the thing that irritates me.
Dutra, we gotta move on.
I have one.
Show.
At 6:06, I have one more minute.
It's
6:06. I have one more minute. Listen to me. The thing, I don't know if you can put this in the podcast, but the thing that really hurts my feelings is that the people that get here right when they get here, yes. I don't know, maybe at what, 8:45, if there's something that's here, they eat all of it. So
no,
all
know,
of us
annoying.
That have been working,
wait,
we have no idea that
we
anything existed
on.
And we see
I
the
have
crumbs.
An important question.
Okay, that's it.
I have one important question,
we can
question,
go
though.
Into top three. That's all I have
no,
to
I have
say.
An important question. Who actually received the donuts yesterday? Do you know
so
who actually?
I do have some tea on that.
Who was it?
I know which salespeople. There might have been a miscommunication because they thought it was mistakenly delivered here.
That's
but
fine. That's
at least
totally,
that was their story.
That's totally fine.
Which salesperson was it?
I'm not.
No,
say it by
we're
name.
Not saying names.
Say it by
no,
name.
I'm not.
We're
doing
not saying
that.
Names.
That's
I literally don't care. But it's it? Like, hey, why couldn't you guys just come in here and let us know?
I don't know that. I don't know anybody that sells pizza down here.
But just let us know that there's stuff here. It couldn't have been anything else.
Okay.
Like, they never share.
This is
going to
be a terrible show. I can feel it. Y'all, this is going to be a really messy show.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, y'all. Gotta get to work now. Here we go.
Number three.
It is Star Wars themed weekend at Camden Yards. To celebrate, the Orioles unveiled three new limited edition concessions inspired by the movie, including dueling lightsaber hot dogs, Grogu's fresh catch of the day, frog legs, and spice bag chicken. The O's will celebrate Star Wars weekend starting today through May 31st as they host the Toronto Blue Jays. So fans, you can enjoy Star Wars themed activations. They're going to have Star Wars themed merch throughout the ballpark and so much more. And tonight, fans are invited to stay post-game for Star Wars themed fireworks. The O's host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at 7:05.
Number two.
Get ready for Love Island USA to take over your timelines because Peacock has officially revealed the new crew of Islanders heading to the villa this summer for season 8. So hosted again by the queen, Ariana Maddox, Vanderpump Rules alum, and narrated by comedian Ian Sterling, Love Island USA is a hit spinoff of the UK's Love Island phenomenon. So the new season officially premieres on Tuesday, June 2nd on Peacock. Now, new episodes are going to drop daily at 9 p.m. for premiere week, followed by new episodes every day except Wednesdays thereafter.
You're going to get sucked into it again this summer? You love this show.
Love Island is my summer.
I know.
So I am fully preparing myself. I also understand that nothing is ever going to be as good and as lovely as season 6 PPG. That's fine. But Love Island does take over my life.
There it goes. Number one.
Ariana Grande has released her new single, Hate That I Made You Love Me. The single is part of her upcoming A Studio album, Petal, which is out on July 31st. Take a listen.
I hate that I made you love me. Sorry if I made me type. Yeah, I hate that I made you love me. Cause I barely tried. Yeah,
Ariana called this one of the favorite songs that she's ever made in a post that she made on Instagram. Now, the single is out now, but fans are going to have to wait until Monday for the music video, which will star Justin Long. Ariana Grande's The Eternal Sunshine Tour officially kicks off next weekend on June 6th.
Okay, so on first listen to that 20-second clip, I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that? I mean, I
listened to the whole song, obviously.
Here's what I say about Ariana Grande. I usually like her songs. I never know what she's saying, but I like the way they sound. That's not coming out of the gate like a banger to me. What are your first impressions? I haven't listened to the whole song yet, so what are your thoughts?
I do encourage everyone to listen to the entire song from start to finish. The production of it is heavenly. Like, her voice and everything like that and the harmonies are truly, like, it feels like another world, almost like you're in a trance. It is not, no, is it like your summer banger? No. However, it makes me very excited for the album. I do like the song, but I will say it's probably one of her most transparent and vulnerable songs lyrically that she has ever released. And that is what makes me really excited about the album, because she's very much talking about herself and like her part in relationships that we've seen played out in public, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it is, I'm really, really excited. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Could you spell bromocryptine? Whoa.
Oh, no.
Jump scare. Bromocryptine.
Couldn't even tell you what that is.
That was the, and I don't know what it means, but I have no idea what it means. That was the winning word from this script spelling bee last night. Bromocryptine. A 14-year-old boy spelled that right, and that was the winning word. Just listen to how fast these kids can spell these words. It's like kind of freaky.
Chicken. H-O-M-E-L-Y-N.
Chicken gunya.
C-H-I-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A.
Bromocryptine.
Bromocryptine.
Kashaw.
C-U-S-H-A-W.
Yeah, like they just flow.
The kids are
going to
be all right.
They're fine. That next generation, they're fine.
Why do they have to spell them so quickly?
It's time. The very last round is time. They have 90 seconds to spell as many words as possible. And I forget the kid's name, but I think he did 32 words in 90 seconds.
Huh?
And it's like, yeah, it's wild.
That's impressive.
14 years old. We're going to do a little competition this morning on the show. What we're going to do is put Jess versus versus Charlotte. I'm going to give you guys words
okay.
that typical 14-year-olds should be able to spell.
Oh, I'm out already.
And let's see how many of these you guys can get through. We'll start easy, though. We'll start easy. Jessica, can you spell the word necessary? Spell the word necessary. Jessica
oh,
Dutra.
Oh, gosh, I'm nervous. I'm already out. I don't like it.
Spell the word necessary. Jessica Dutra with necessary and the Kramer and Jess spelling bee. We'll okay. It's right there.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
There you go. Just Dutra's
oh, really?
Still in. Yeah, very nice.
Okay. The S and the C always confuse mm-hmm. me.
Charlotte, spell the word courageous.
Courageous. C-O-U-R-A-G-E-O-U-S. Courageous.
Wow.
I feel very competitive about this.
I love that you're like in character. That's fun.
You better step it up, Dutra.
I got out on broccoli in third grade. I never forgot it.
Oh, wow.
I take this very seriously.
Yeah,
all
right, girl.
Everyone else got like frog, church. They hit me with broccoli.
Yeah, seriously.
Whoa. Okay, we have definitely hit a nerve.
Jessica, your word is exaggerate. Spell the word exaggerate.
Oh, I'm out. Exaggerate?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on, you got this.
No, it's like I see it in my brain, but like I don't know where the letters are.
Exaggerate.
Crap. No, I know there's like an H in there. Is it C? I can't even. What is that even supposed to look like?
There's not a C in that word.
There's not?
You could try to put it in
exaggerate?
There.
Exaggerate?
Yeah.
Is there an H in there?
Exaggerate is your word, Dutra.
Exaggerate. Exaggerate?
Yeah.
Is there an X in there?
Exaggerate.
Exaggerate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I for sure know this is totally wrong because I can't even visualize it. Exaggerate. E is the first letter for sure. E is the last letter as well. Okay. I think there's a T before the E at the end.
All right.
Exaggerate.
This is not how this goes in the real spelling. You'd be out a long time ago.
I'm going to go with E-X-E-R-G-E-R-A-T-E?
I don't know what the hell you just said, but no, that's not right.
I don't know either.
Exaggerate. E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-E.
Oh, there's two G's in
no,
exaggerate?
No C anywhere near that word.
I'm out. Buzz me out.
One.
Buzz me out.
All right, we'll go to Charlotte and see if we can buzz around on this. Heterogeneous is your word, Charlotte.
Huh?
Heterogeneous.
Heterogeneous?
Yes.
Okay. H-E-T-E-R-O-G-E-N. E O U S heterogeneous.
She is so
did she
good
get
at this.
It?
Yeah, Charlotte's
good job,
still in. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let me give you one more. Charlotte's final word. If she does this, she wins the Kramer Just Spelling Bee.
Let's go.
Colloquialism. Colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
You got to say it correctly if you want her to spell it correctly.
I think you're out.
Luckily, this is not a
colloquialism.
Not a saying bee. Luckily, colloquialism.
Go ahead, Shai.
Colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
Damn it,
she's
so good.
She's so good.
She's good. There you go.
Oh, that's my gosh. That was incredible.
Kramer and Jess spelling bee. Charlotte wins. You're really good.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Right now, though, going to give somebody a chance to win $1,000 in free gas from Royal Farm. The caller, is caller number 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
Kristen,
what's up? You're number 10.
Happy Friday, Kristen.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kristen, hey. What's up? Why are you laughing? What you giggling about over there?
We've tried several times, and we play every morning, and so it's just really funny.
Oh, who's in the car with you?
My son, Casey.
What's up, Casey? What's going on? Wait, are you guys first timers?
Yes, we are.
Let's go, first timers. Let's go. Let's go. Welcome. Well, let's explain the rules to you guys, and then we're going to do this, okay? Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen and Casey, you ready to play?
Yes, we are.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. What do you call a triangle with two equal sides?
Isosceles.
Correct. Question number two. Spell the word accommodation.
A-C-C-O-M-M-A-D-I.
You were off by one letter.
Charlotte, help us with that one, Charlotte. Help us with accommodation. Help us with accommodation.
A-C-C-O-M-A-D-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, O-D-A. That's where
we're... What's so funny about that is I'm a teacher. I'm a really good speller, but for some reason that word always gets me.
I don't know why.
It's the kryptonite of all words, unfortunately. I think we just got you on that one. That's tough.
It's okay.
That's tough.
We can still play for fun.
Yeah, it's all right. Let's clap first. Yeah. First timers. Yeah. It's all good. Let's keep going from there, though. Let's have some fun here. First timers, guys. Here we go.
Number three, which game involves a murderer, a weapon, and a room?
Clue.
Yeah.
Correct. Question number four. Which number is represented by the Roman numeral VIII?
I'm really bad with Roman numerals. Let's just say 83, just randomly. I don't know.
It was just eight.
It's just eight, but it's all right.
So kind of close. Yeah. Just have to
jump. Okay.
Yeah. Number five. What is the state capital of Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Correct. Yep. That's where my dad was born.
Dang, teachers.
Number six. Which sport has more players on the field at the same time? Hockey, soccer, or basketball?
Hockey.
Soccer.
Yeah, I was going to say soccer, yep.
Yeah, total of 22 players, 11 per team. And then here's your last question, number seven. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Zeta?
It's Omega.
It's Omega.
Omega's Casey, where you at?
Yo, Casey, what's up? Hey, it's all. Listen, first timers, the spelling one. We had a lot of spelling the first part of the show here. We had a lot of spelling. No more spelling questions the rest of the show. We promise you, we're done with spelling.
But you guys did good though. First time through is always fun.
Yeah, and was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, I was sad we didn't win.
That's okay. It was like the duality of his game, right? And now you know how it goes. We always say you got to come in here, get your feet wet a little bit, learn how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll come back on Monday. We got 5 new days of 7 new trivia questions, and we'll see you guys back same time then, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good day at school, you guys. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue? Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Madison in Ellicott City, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my dad because he skipped my graduation for his girlfriend's daughter's dance recital.
Are you kidding me?
What is this about? What happened?
So I actually just graduated from the University of Maryland, and this is just like, you know, well, thank you. See, I it's nice to be congratulated.
it's a tense moment, you know? Yeah, huge, yeah.
And actually, it's big because I'm the first person in my family to actually graduate college, and it was such a big deal. So my dad promised he'd be there. Like, we had seats saved for him, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And an hour before I graduated, I get a text from him saying there's an emergency with his girlfriend's daughter.
Okay.
I guess what happened is her biological dad backed out of going to her dance recital at the last minute, and she had, like, a solo performance, and she was crying because she thought nobody would be there supporting her. And my dad felt like he had to go. And I honestly thought maybe he'd show up a little late. I kept looking for him in the crowd. Mm. He just never came.
What?
How old is his girlfriend's daughter?
12.
Okay.
Okay, so it's okay that you don't get support, but she needs the support?
Damn. Yeah, I guess.
Was the emergency, did he lie to you about some emergency, or he legitimately said this is the emergency, and the emergency being her crying at her dance recital?
No, that was the emergency, was his girlfriend's daughter crying at her dance recital because her bio dad didn't show up.
How does that feel? So how does that feel now? I mean, how are you feeling?
Well, not great about it. I mean, I think I'd feel better if I got an apology because, you know, later that night when I came home, I saw pictures online from the recital. Oh. And you know what? We did get into an argument and he never apologized. All he told me was, I had to make a hard decision. I have two daughters now. You're both equally important. And I'm not going to apologize for trying to support the both of you. Oh. And honestly, I feel like my dad chose his new family over me.
So he is already saying that's his daughters, but they're not married.
No,
that's just his girlfriend.
How long have they been together for?
About 2 years.
Oh my God. Oh no.
I think, obviously, that's great that there's a blended family and all that kind of stuff. That's life. That's reality, right? I'm not saying that he can't also be a father figure to this little girl or whatever. That's fine. But like, you are perfectly capable of showing up for the both of you. There's no excuse that he was absolutely absent from one of the biggest milestones and accomplishments in your life. And the fact that he didn't even say sorry is honestly disgusting.
So is there anything we can do to actually make it better at this point? I mean, clearly we can't go back and do a graduation, but like, what do you want to try to get out of this phone call?
You know, all he can do is apologize for skipping the graduation.
Yeah, he's like not validating where you're coming from. He's trying to minimize it to make himself feel better.
Damn. He should have gone to her graduation, right? Unless we're missing something here. I mean,
There's no reason. There's like absolutely no reason for him, unless he literally was like stranded on the side of the road.
Right.
Like, unless it was like physical,
but he
had
made a choice.
Physical situation, like an absolute emergency. Like, you're in the hospital.
Right.
But there's no reason why he should not have been at his daughter's graduation.
His girlfriend of 2 years' daughter.
And the fact that he literally is like, I'm picking her over you. Sorry, not sorry. Like, that's heartbreaking.
All right. Well, if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, let's explain what's about to happen. So we reached out to Greg and we said, hey, you know, we're a radio show here in town. We do a segment about forgiveness if somebody wants to bring you on. He knows it's you. Clearly, he knows this is somebody is you, even without prompting him. But is he willing to admit fault? That I don't know. Madison, hang on one second. I'm going to bring in your dad. He knows it's you, but we're going to have a chance to just try to guess who it is, even though he knows. Just hang on one second, okay? Okay. Good morning, Greg.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks a lot for agreeing to come on again today. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, she explained that there's somebody on right now that either wants to ask for forgiveness or ask for an apology from you. And she told me that you're pretty clear on who this is this week that wanted to do that. Who is it you think it is this week?
Well, it's got to be my daughter, Madison.
So it is your daughter. Madison, why are we here?
I want you to apologize for skipping my college graduation to go to your girlfriend's daughter's dance recital. It was one of the biggest moments of my life, and your girlfriend guilted you into choosing her daughter over your own.
I know you're hurt, okay? But I do, you know, this situation is a little more complicated than you are making it sound. Her daughter was devastated because her biological father backed out right at the last minute. And she had a solo that night, right? And nobody was going to support her. And I've been with them for close to 2 years. And, you know, in a way, I got a felt that I was being pulled between two daughters. And you're continuing to grad school. You're going to have another graduation, you know, in a couple of years. And this recital is just a one-time thing. And don't think I don't love you because I made this decision. I still love you. But I made it because I didn't want another child to feel emotionally abandoned.
So you just abandon your own?
No.
Well, yeah, you did. You legitimately abandoned her on one of the on the biggest accomplishment in her life thus far.
This isn't easy for me, you know. It wasn't easy a decision to make, right? But you know, this kid's only 12. I didn't want to emotionally scar her.
Your daughter was alone. She's emotionally scarred. Like, I don't understand how you can have empathy for your new girlfriend's daughter and not for your own.
I missed one ceremony.
The biggest one in her life.
She's going to have another one.
Do you have any idea how hard it was for me to be up on that stage looking into the crowd and trying to find my dad, but you weren't there? Did you care if my father was supporting me?
I knew that you would have other people there. I knew other people were showing. got to tell you the truth. I thought you were more mature and would handle this a little bit more.
No, you're not going to insult your daughter to make yourself feel better about your mistake.
To say it's not mature is it's kind of unfair. But to be fair, I do also see what you're saying. You do feel like you had a lot of people to have to try to juggle that day.
Yeah. I know you guys think I'm a villain, but it was. It's a tough situation to be in. And because I'm not there, it doesn't mean I wasn't thinking about you.
I was seriously, like, Dad, like, the fact that you cannot understand this is so concerning to me. I'm your daughter. I'm your daughter,
Dad. Yeah, I know you're my daughter.
I should come
and
first.
I thought that maybe you'd have a little bit of empathy for my situation.
No, you don't get to turn this. Stop making yourself the victim here because you are not the victim. I understand you made that choice. But you're going to
And it was a tough choice to make, all right? It was a very tough choice.
You have now relationship.
And I'm not going to apologize for being caught in the middle of a very tough situation and having to make a tough
choice. You weren't even caught in the middle. You chose. You were not caught in the middle. You made
the
decision. Shut up. You know what? I don't even know why.
All you know is how it affected you.
See, you're not is your new family. You should have been supporting me. You are my biological father. End of discussion.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology for missing her graduation, Greg?
No, I don't. I mean, I was in a tough situation and I did the best I could. But in that moment, I did what I had to do to try to help somebody at a young age where things are absolutely more impressionable and last for a lot longer, could damage her all her teen years. And it made a big difference.
Would you be willing to take calls on that to see if it was the right or wrong thing to do before you even asked to apologize?
I think you should.
Okay.
Greg says, listen, I had to skip my daughter's graduation because I've got two families now that I am focused on. You know, I obviously have my biological daughter's graduation, but I'm now dating a new woman and her daughter had a dance recital that, like, last minute, her biological dad couldn't show up. My girlfriend was like, listen, I really need you to come to this. It's also very important. Greg's like, listen, you're going to have more graduations in the future. So I had to make a decision. I couldn't be two places at once. I had to make a decision. Was it the right thing for him to go to his girlfriend's daughter's recital? Who's up?
This is Denise and Bel Air on one.
Denise, I mean, what do you feel like? Did Greg make the wrong decision by choosing his girlfriend's daughter over his actual daughter's graduation?
Absolutely not. I don't know why everybody's getting so revved up over this. It's insane to me.
I don't get that at all. What do you mean?
Greg's daughter is an adult. So for somebody to say, oh, well, he blew off his daughter to go hang out with his girlfriend's daughter. No, his girlfriend's daughter is 12. Her father decided to be a crap dad, and he decided not to show up. So the girl's sitting there crying because she thinks nobody's coming to support her, and she really wanted her dad to be there. So Greg, the man that he is, decided, I'm going to go to my other daughter's recital. My grown-up daughter can handle me not being there for her graduation, and we can celebrate another time. And if he asked his 22-year-old daughter, you think she's going to say, yeah, sure, Dad, go to the girlfriend's daughter's recital instead of my graduation?
Well, no.
No,
she's going to be selfish and say, I want you to come to my graduation. So then he would have felt even worse.
It's not selfish to want your dad to see you walk across the stage as you graduate from college.
It's 2 minutes in your life. We can celebrate anytime you want. This little girl's father is not coming to her event, and I'm going to step up and be the dad for her.
Wow. So you think that honestly that Madison's in the wrong by even wanting to try to compare the two?
I mean, it's not wrong to compare, but everybody should just look at both sides.
Okay. Thank you for calling. This is Jody in Baltimore. What's up, Jody? Good morning.
Hi. I don't even know what to say. I can't even speak. I'm so mad. Who stepped up for Madison?
Well, I mean, you know, Greg did say there was family there, you know.
It's not her dad.
Yeah,
it's not her dad. And also, it's his girlfriend. His girlfriend could break up with him tomorrow and he would never see that kid again. I just can't even believe that he doesn't even think that he should apologize for missing such a monumental moment in her life.
Yeah.
I would have nothing to do with that man.
Yeah. And I don't know why you just can't apologize. That's the part that's so confusing to me. Is like, why can't you just say, I'm sorry if it means so much to your daughter? Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Latoya on 2 in Middle River.
Latoya, we'll give you the final vote here. I mean, did he do the wrong thing by choosing his girlfriend's daughter over his own daughter?
He absolutely did the wrong thing. And it's been killing me even just to wait to even speak. The fact that he doesn't get it, I'm so outraged by that, that if it were my dad, he'd never hear from me again, ever. What it gives is that the girlfriend, what she's got under her skirt, he's so into that, that that's what, why that decision was made. Because if he had a girlfriend that he just liked just a little, he would have said, honey, oh, I wish I could come, but my daughter's graduating. I feel like that mom should have said, I'm going to be there for my daughter. She should have comforted her child and said, I've got you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the recital. And then we're going to run over to the graduation. Mm-hmm. That's what should have happened.
Mm-hmm. You don't put them head to head. That kind of felt like it was a competition of daughters there.
When he breaks up with that girl, his child is still going to have that damage forever. It's still going to be there. And he would not be invited to my next one. She shouldn't even want his apology. No, he can have it now. Especially after she's already expressed how much it meant to her. Like, oh my goodness.
Latoya's like, I need 2 more hours of this show. How long does this show go for? Because I can keep talking if you need me to. I think your point's been made. Thank you for calling.
Not a lie was told, Latoya.
Greg, what do you think, man? I mean, I think we got about 50 more calls we can take here if you need me to. But most people are pretty much saying this is, you should at least, your daughter is clearly upset you missed this graduation. If nothing else, you should at least hear that part. So what do you want to do with that? I mean, is that...
I think I got lost for a second there. I got caught up in something. I thought I was doing the right thing. I guess I didn't stop to think about how this was going to affect you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. I can see that now. And I'm not feeling good about myself. So if you can... if you can forgive me, that would be great, and I'll be better.
Madison, how do you feel?
It means the world to me that you were able to see how wrong you were and apologize to me. That really, really means a lot to me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're getting somewhere now.
I love you, Matt. I'm sorry.
I love you just so much, Dad.
There's a mom going viral it's actually on Threads, which, who uses Threads, by the way? Not me. But there's this mom that's going viral on Threads because she's kind of making fun of some names that are in her kid's yearbook. Are you eating?
What?
Are you serious? You have to at least try.
No, you would have never known.
Are you serious?
You would have never known.
Bro, are you serious? You have to at least try today.
You are reading the computer.
You have to at least try today.
You're not supposed to look at me.
You can't be that checked out. You cannot be that checked out.
I'm checked in, but my stomach is rumbling. Like, I'm so hungry.
Jessica Dutra, I look up and just bit off half a banana.
No.
We are mid-live on the air right now.
No, 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 no.
You are eating your breakfast mid-live on the air.
But listen to me. I sound normal. You
have been checked out from the second we started this morning.
You all the time will literally have a scoop of peanut butter and you're cackling and you can't even breathe when you talk on the air.
God.
I took a sliver, a smallest little nibble of a banana, and I was going to be totally fine because my stomach is killing me. I am locked in.
Okay.
You weren't supposed
to.
No one would have known if you didn't bring it up.
You literally looked me in my face and took a bite of that
That's
banana.
That's not true. That's literally not true. You would have never known.
Charlotte, get your show together. Get your show together over here. You've got 2 children that are running wild today on a Friday. This is not going well.
This is beyond my help.
This could have been completely fine. You would have never known. It wasn't crunchy. It's not like a sound that affects my ability to speak to you.
Just like,
it was a nibble. That's not true.
So there's this mom, as I was saying, there's this mom that's going viral over on Threads. She is really making fun of some of these kids' names that she's seeing in her kids' yearbook because she's like, I've never heard some of these names before. Like, where did some of these parents come up with some of these names?
Okay.
She wants to know where they're coming from. Like, for example, the name Navy. Like, why does somebody name their kid Navy? I don't even know why they would name their kid Navy.
Well,
another name is Steel. Like, where did the name Steel come from?
Okay. Navy, I can understand. Steel...
Again, okay. we don't know, right?
I think it's awesome. I just don't know how and why.
So what she's doing, she's kind of flipping through the yearbook, asking why, and trying to figure out the origin of some of these names, right? Another name, Barthy is another name. Cannon. Cannon's another name that she's going through. So then obviously what happens is in threads, people start going through and saying, like, these are the names that I've heard. And then asking the people of, like, how they came up with these names,
like,
right?
Like the origin story.
The name that the most people were most fascinated by was the name Prince Almighty. So somebody named their kid Prince Almighty.
That's just too much.
Like, why?
Not Prince Almighty.
Like, where did that name come from?
You're setting your kid up. Prince Almighty? Failure.
Like, that's
to be the Prince Almighty.
No.
That's true. Or you manifesting.
Is it? No, exactly. Is it like one of those names where you like manifest and then you become.
But you guys,
the
kids
Almighty.
Are scary. You're telling me there's a kid in the classroom named Prince Almighty and no one's going to say a word. You're going to go through, what is it, attendance? And someone's going to say Prince Almighty and the rest of the class is going to be mute? No, giggles. Giggles galore.
Okay, so here's our question, all right? Is what is, and all these names, it's like, what is the, and we came up with this topic very clearly before we came on the air. What is the most unique name that you have ever heard? Okay. And all of it, and some of y'all may be teachers, some of y'all just may be parents. You may be flipping through your kid's yearbook right now and you're like, what is this name? Like, where did this, and maybe you know the origin story behind this name and maybe you don't. We've just got to figure it out. But like, what is, and maybe, listen, maybe you're one of these parents that named your kid something
Prince
super.
Prince Almighty.
Right. Right. We might get a Prince Almighty that comes to the phone right now.
And we want
to
know why.
And we want to know, like, what is the most unique name? And maybe, listen, maybe your parent named your kid something super unique, and we can hear the story behind it. Jess, who's this?
This is Chip on One in Columbia.
What's up, Chip?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's the most unique name you've heard?
I worked with a guy named Sun King.
Sun King. Is that two words or one?
King of the Sun?
It was two words.
Oh. Okay.
You know, we found, you know, again, we all called him Louis, because apparently it was like Louis the 16th.
Oh, okay.
It's what his parents named him after. And it came up because there was like an official document type thing at the office one day, and we're like, Sun King.
Yeah.
What the hell?
He didn't tell you guys, though.
He told you his name was Louis, and you guys had to find out from like a piece of paper he was actually Sun King.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you say your name's Kramer, we call you Kramer, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to be like, no, what's your real name?
Right. Which, by the way, is not my real name, so nobody looked too deep into it. But
no,
what's your secret name?
Yeah,
you know?
No, yeah, right.
It was the fact that he doesn't even feel comfortable saying it, you know?
Well, that would be embarrassing, to be honest with you. If your name was Sun King, do you think you'd tell people your name was Sun King?
But think about Prince Almighty. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I see it, though. I would not ask you what your real name was if you walked into the office and told me your name was Jess. I would be, okay, but what's your real name? Like, no one's going to say that if your name is Louie.
Did anyone say Sun King after the fact, or you guys just kept rolling with Louie?
Oh, hell yes.
Of course. Yeah, no, everybody. Like, how would you not?
Louie was gone.
Like, what's up, Sun King? Like, forever. Like, how could you not? Wow, yeah, that's
Louie
a good
died.
One, Chip.
Sun
that's
King
great.
Was alive.
Yeah, that's amazing. No. Thank you for that one. Let's go to, this is Tanya. What's up, Tanya? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tanya, you have a treasure trove of unique names you've run across as a teacher.
Yes. When I was working in D.C., I had quite the unique names. The two of my top favorites, one was spelled A-A and was pronounced Adasha.
Wait, so they didn't spell the Dasha part, but the dash was supposed to be that part?
Yes, and you know, when I first got it, I thought maybe it was a typo, or maybe I was mispronouncing it, but they corrected me very quickly.
So wait, with the
wait,
first...
that's messed up. You're never going to find that on a keychain.
The first time... No, never.
That
wait.
Sucks.
So the first time... Wait, you had to say that out loud, right? The first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first time I went to say that out loud, first I thought maybe it was a typo, and I was like, A-A?
No!
And then I was like, I'm just going to write this on the board. And if it's your name, please let me know who you are.
No.
Like, who's No?
It's
no?
It's kind of creative.
No, it is. It is creative. Like I'm
once
saying.
You
like,
know, it's like.
When it's written, it does look. It looks pretty dope. I'm not going to
lie.
Yeah,
it looks like an artist name. You know what I mean? Like, if you were going to be like some kind of artist.
She'll always get called first.
For sure.
That's true.
All right. What's the other unique name as a teacher you've seen?
So the other one, I had to call. check in the front office, call the parent just to make sure, but it was spelled A-N-U-S.
No.
But it was pronounced Anus.
No.
And I really had a hard time, and I felt so bad for this baby. And when I worked with this baby as a special educator, they were in pre-K, and in my head, I'm just thinking, baby already is going to struggle in life being a special ed student, but now you gave him a name that he's going to be living with and regretting his whole life.
No,
and those kids, you know they had a field day that.
There's that. Yes. Yeah. How do you?
Come on, man.
And I'm sorry, it was Anus?
Anus.
Anus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least spell it differently.
Yeah.
Spell it differently.
Put an O in there.
The name is cool, but the spelling,
there's a lot of names.
I did not know.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Anus.
Well,
like
no,
that,
I'm saying obviously, yeah. I don't know like the origin. I don't know what that means or translates to.
Sure.
So that's why it's like, I understand. But as far as like spelling,
that's rough. Thank you for calling us. Yes. Michelle, what the most unique name that you have heard is what?
Honesty.
Okay.
H-O-apostrophe-N-A-S-T-Y.
So ho nasty. Wait, can I say that on the radio?
You
did.
Say
that?
Oh, wait. So wait.
Wait.
H-O dash N-A-S-T-Y.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay, first of all, like.
Why?
Artist name, amazing.
Yeah.
At school, problematic.
Rapper name, yes. Wait, were you a teacher? What was the context you ran across that name?
It was a friend of mine who is a doctor.
Oh, my God. Wait, the doctor was so nasty?
No, she took care of that name.
Okay. I want Dr. Ho Nasty. I'm not going to lie to you. Wait, did you have to call them by that name, or did you ask how that went?
They asked how it was pronounced, and they said honesty.
Oh, okay. All right. At least you get clarity before you just had to call them into the doctor room. Wow, that's a doozy.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, y'all. It's Friday Cry Day. If you've never been a part of one of these before, Jess is a very sensitive person. Some things trigger her worse than others. This is going to be a doozy of a one. I'm telling you. I'm just warning you. Basically, how this works is at the end of the week, Jess comes on here, tells you three stories of what might have made her cry this week as a sensitive person, right? You're going to try to figure out which one of these three stories is the real reason of why she cried. So sit back, relax, enjoy the tears as we get into Friday Cry Day. Story number one.
Story number one. So we had Monday off for the holiday and Garage Boy was off too, which was really nice. So I wake up, go into the kitchen looking like I had just crawled out of a cave, and sitting on the counter is this huge bouquet of peonies. Now, peonies are my favorite flower. Like, if there was like a bracket of flowers to me in my life, peonies are the Beyonce for me. Okay. And I just looked at him and I was like, what are these for? And he goes, I know your birthday was on Friday, but I wasn't quite done celebrating you yet.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
and
really
I was
nice.
Like, what the heck? And so I just sat there crying because he's so sweet.
Very nice. Story number two.
Story number two. So I got a massage and my masseuse wished me a happy belated birthday. And I told her I just turned 33. And she goes, honestly, your 30s are the best decade because you finally start becoming who you actually are. And I don't know what happened, because then it went from that comment to us doing like a deep dive and having a very reflective conversation about aging and confidence and being comfortable in your own skin as a woman. And like, I don't know if you guys remember when I told you a while ago how she changed the music that she plays in there.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like the soundtrack to that Drew Barrymore Ever After. So my head's in that little hole for the massage table, and I'm just going through it, and she's like giving me this TED talk on like how I'm about to walk into this amazing chapter of my life, and it was very emotional.
Story number three. Oh, God.
I need a music change for story number three, if you don't mind.
No, just prepare yourself for this. I don't even know where we're gonna have to go with this.
A crime has taken place at Mix 106.5. I have been robbed. The culprit? This entire establishment.
Oh my God.
My radio sister, a dear friend of mine, Karina Delgado. You hear her amazing voice immediately after this show. She sent me a birthday surprise, a belated birthday surprise, if you will. A box of donuts. Now, for context, The morning shows that are live on the air, we're on the complete opposite side of the building behind approximately 47 locked doors. Once the show starts, we're basically trapped back here. So at some point during the morning, couldn't tell you when, these donuts were delivered. Not a phone call, no text, no email, no carrier pigeon, nothing. Fast forward to after the show, I'm rushing to get out of here because I actually had to go to Fox 45 for the Be More Lifestyle TV show. And as I'm leaving, I actually pass the kitchen and I see this box of donuts sitting on the counter. People are gathered around them, eating them, enjoying them, devouring them.
Like seagulls,
them,
yeah.
Like seagulls. Not one person says, "Hey, Jess, want one? Hey, Jess, I think these might be yours." I just kept walking because at that point, I didn't even have time for a donut because, yeah, I had to go be on TV. And then later that day, Karina texts me and says, "Hey, girl, did you get your donuts?" And suddenly, my entire morning flashes before my eyes. Those were my donuts. And not just regular donuts, birthday donuts. The box I watched everyone attack like a flock of seagulls. Mine. The birthday surprise. Mine. The donuts everyone enjoyed. Mine. The tears. Mine. Because, not because of the donuts, but mostly because someone had done something so thoughtful for me. I never even got a chance to see it before the entire building ate the evidence. And that is my origin villain story.
Wow, this has been a saga today. All right, what's the real cry? If it's the damn donuts, I'm going home. So let's go to our first contestant. This is Heather and Glenarm. What's up, Heather?
Hi, hi guys.
Hi.
You got three stories. Which one was the real cry, you think?
I don't know. I had a hard time with this one, but I went with number two.
Now, why two?
I don't know. I guess I could picture it being there. I don't know. Kramer, I'm like your age, but I think your 30s are, you know, it's definitely, I think as you get older, puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I could, just was vibing with it. Thought that might be it.
Mm-hmm. That massage, it was a little perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Possibility. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It wasn't the real cry. It was definitely like reflective, but also very girly pop vibes.
Okay.
But it was such a beautiful conversation.
Yeah, it was, I mean, honestly, this
but a good
week,
guess, though.
It could have gone in either three. There's none of these I thought could not have been it. So it was a good guess. Thank you for trying, Heather.
Have a good day.
You too, Heather.
Bye. Let's go to Katie in Joppa. What's up, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You got two stories left. Is it story number one or story number three?
I think it's story number one.
Story number one, the flowers, the birthday. Why is it that one?
Just because, I mean, as mean as story number three was, I think it was more anger than cry.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough. Good deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It was the real cry.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sweet.
It was just something extra, and it was like the most like simple, relaxing birthday, but Garage Boy made me feel very special, and the peonies just like broke me down.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was a good guess and a good round of a Friday Cry Day. I really want to figure out who got these donuts. Jess won't let me call them.
No, you don't understand.
Jess won't let me.
It is deeper than the donuts.
And I said,
it's not about who received the delivery.
It does, though.
It's not about.
It does.
I would have shared them with everyone. You think I'm going to keep a whole box of donuts to myself? Absolutely not. This is deeper than that.
What's the depth
to
you?
It doesn't matter.
What's the depth? What's the depth to you?
You know what? Read between the lines.
Which is
if
what?
I have to explain it to you, then you don't get it.
It's part of the problem.
It's part of the problem.
It's part of the problem.
No, it's true. No, you're not wrong. It's weird. It's a weird story. It's definitely a weird story. We're going to talk about this for 3 weeks straight. I can feel it. Yeah, Neth is never going to be over.
I'll never talk about it ever again.
Oh, yes, you will. This will never be over. I can feel it. Till next birthday, at least. All right. Hey, Katie, you're the winner.
Congratulations, Katie. It's about you.
Yeah, it's about you right now. That's Friday Cry Day, y'all.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.